Blog Talk Radio.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take or leave it if I please. The sword of time will pierce our skin. It doesn't hurt. On in, the pain grows stronger, watch it breathe. Suicide is painless, it brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. A brave man once requested me answer questions that are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me? Suicide is patient. It brings on many changes. And I can take or leave it if I please.
One, two, three.
You can do the same thing if you
started when the auto companies were nationalized, or the police state to control the internet, or when certain companies couldn't fail because their relationship with politicians made them too big to fail, and the rest of us, without political influence, were too small to succeed. Sure, that all happened pretty quickly, over just a couple of years, but liberty had been gradually devolving for decades. Some of the more astute, like Ayn Rand, saw it about 50 years before others. She warned us, but people didn't believe it could happen here. Until it did. Laws had been used to loot productive individuals and businesses, but in the new millennium, under Bush and Obama, graft, corruption, and crony capitalism were no longer hidden behind closed doors. The looters and their laws came out of hiding like rabid animals that were no longer afraid of humans. It was brought into the spotlight, and it was celebrated as enlightened economic policy. Ayn Rand asked the question, and Atlas shrugged, that the rest of us were asking 60 years later, which failing financial institution will the administration pluck from the flames of crisis, and which will it let roast? Which market or investment technique will the regulators bless, and which, in a capricious change of rules, will it condemn or outlaw? As John Galt said in his radio address,
you decided you had a right to your wages, but we had no right to our profits. You called it selfish and cruel that men should trade value for value. You've now established an unselfish society where they trade extortion for extortion.
People who had never produced or managed anything tried to manage every aspect of our lives, and they brought production to a standstill. And eventually, they decided to micromanage the food supply in the name of fairness and safety. And we all know what happened then. Fiction can be a powerful influence, for good or bad. It's too bad more people didn't read Atlas Shrugged. They might have realized where this was heading.
Good morning, January 20th, 2017, the last day of Barack Obama's 8 years as president.
8 tough years for many as unemployment continues climbing.
With debt to China reaching record levels, some analysts believe the Chinese have overtaken the United States.
8 years ago, we were promised hope. Today, many believe their American dream has been lost.
The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Rush Limbaugh's biggest concern, no reference to saving the country. Every syllable out of my mouth is oriented towards saving the country. Every waking moment, every thought I have during preparation of this program, even when I am on the golf course, I care, folks, maybe too much. It distresses me to see what has happened to this country and to know it need not have happened. To know that it happened because of policies implemented by someone who, I don't care, is either clueless or is himself a saboteur. It's point, I don't care. Does it matter? Because if he's either, it's happening. It honest to God, pains me. It really, really does. I'll share with you a brief inside baseball moment. I don't know if it was internet chat or an instant message chat or something late. Maybe it was early Saturday morning. Still in Boston. And I was talking to a couple friends who have their own shows.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
And they were asking me, how is it different now than, say, back in the 90s, early, mid-90s, Clinton and so forth? And I said, dramatically different. Look, I'm not tugging your heartstrings here. I'm trying to be honest. In many ways, it's harder than ever to do this show at a top-notch level. And the reason is that radio is an entertainment medium. People tune in here and want to be entertained, and they want all that that encompasses. Same time, they want to be seriously informed. Now, back in the late 70s when Jimmy Carter's bumbling around, I mean, that was easy to ridicule. It was easy to make fun of. And Clinton. You know, Clinton had Obama-type designs on this country, but he was nowhere near bringing it off. And back then, the Republicans were winning elections in the House, and back then, they were, for a couple, 3 years, terms, governing that way. We had a balanced budget. I mean, we were kick-ass. And we discovered the House bank. Clinton making all these comments about there being no truth detector. Today, there's plenty of stuff to ridicule, and there's plenty of stuff to laugh at, and there's plenty of stuff to make fun of. But it's I must be honest, it's harder and harder to do that. It's harder and harder to laugh at things which have destroyed people's lives. It's harder and harder to ridicule. I mean, what's funny about what's happened to the housing market? What's funny about what's happened in unemployment? I mean, it's not impossible. And we have our share of fun with all these things. But at the same time, there's this fine line balance. People's lives are being destroyed here. People know that their futures are being cut out from underneath them. In the past, the country was nowhere near as near at risk as it is today. At no time in the past was it accurate to say 4 more years of President X, and this country, as we've known it, ceases to exist. That is today's reality. 4 more years of an unchecked, unstopped Obama, and America, as we know it, is transformed in ways that people have no desire to see it. Obamacare is just one illustrative element. So I don't see any humor in people being on unemployment for 99 weeks. I see humor in individuals who've been on unemployment for 99 weeks, who make no effort to get off, who make fools of themselves. But the overall circumstance, now for this guy, Colbert King, in his glorious ignorance, to sit here and say,
yep, glorious.
That I have no interest in saving the country is just pure lunacy. Ignorance or what have you. He clearly doesn't listen. He reads whatever talking points. You and I together are trying to save this country. The people inside the Beltway don't think it needs to be saved. They don't look at it that way. This is just another round of spending. National debt goes up a little bit. All these things, just the business cycle. It'll all get turned around if Obama gets his way. To them, number one thing is conservative Republicans don't end up in power, because then the country will be saved. They don't want it saved the way we do. Anyway, little long, brief timeout. Sit tight.
The most powerful name in talk radio. Rush on the EIB Network.
Lights, camera, action. You've been enjoying yourself, but now it's time to make them love you again. You're cool, calm, collected. You've always gotten what you wanted, but was it ever what we wanted? We need jobs. We need leadership, yet you do nothing as we pile up debts we can't afford. It's like you don't even get it.
And I'm one of your middle-class Americans. And quite frankly, I'm exhausted of defending you, defending your administration, defending the mantle of change that I voted for.
We hope. And you hope.
My hope is.
But hope isn't hiring.
Okay, back. Okay, we are back. Had a few technical difficulties here with my Skype connection, as is always the case. Well, not always the case, but it's a lot of times it's usually either a Skype issue or a Blog Talk issue. But we are back, and hey, I'm glad to be back. I think it's important to try to finish out the show, even though there might be some technical issues, some unforeseen issues. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with we were on the air last night, and I had a friend, a new friend, who was talking about how black folks, how Obama and black folks, why they stand by him so much, why it's so important that we as black people support a black president, even though he's doing the black community almost, pretty much no earthly good. He's really not doing anything for the African-American community. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about that, because apparently my friend who was listening to the show last night, she is no longer speaking to me, because I do not support a president who is running the country into the ground. And I think it's important to speak to that. I really do. And I promised to come to the show tonight with some statistics on the last four presidents and how black people, how the jobless rate affected what the jobless numbers were in the Carter administration, and then in the Reagan administration, and then on to the Clinton administration, Bush again, and then Obama. Because apparently there are some folks out there who continue to blame Bush, continue to say that, hey, it's not anybody's fault. It's the former president. There were things in the works, my friend said, that simply are out of this president's control. And I want to go ahead and speak to that briefly. Hey, we have a call on the line on the C. Rob Jones Conservative Report. Who am
Hi,
I talking
Dr.
to?
This is Karen.
Hey,
Karen.
Karen. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Hey, great,
I'm
great,
good.
great. Glad to hear it. Let me just let me finish this up real quick, Karen, and I'll get right back to you, okay?
Okay.
You stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
And we have another caller on the C. Robert Jones Conservative Report. I think it's a 111 caller. Caller, you're on with the C. Robert Jones Conservative Report.
Hello?
Hey.
This is Mays.
Mays, how you doing?
I'm doing marvelous.
Hey, did you happen to catch last night's show?
Which one?
The one where we talked about, I have this new friend, and she's a staunch Obama supporter. And while we were talking, she explained that, I explained to her that under the Obama administration, the unemployment rate for blacks is at depression era levels.
And
she stated to me that it's not Barack Obama's fault, that it's there were things that were happening. She gave all sorts of reasons why the African American unemployment rate is where it is right now. None of them having to do with Barack Hussein Obama.
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
No.
All right. Well, Mace, can you explain to me why under Carter the unemployment rate was at 11.7%?
What was it under Reagan?
Under Reagan, it was at 8.3%.
And what was it under Bush?
Wait now, hold on now. I'm sorry. I've got my facts wrong.
I know you do. That's always with y'all.
Let me. No. You know better than that. Mays, under Carter, at the end of Carter's first term, the unemployment rate in the black community was at 19.1%. Toward the end of Reagan's tenure as president, it was 11.7%.
Keep going.
Under Clinton.
No, you missed Bush.
No. Under Clinton. No. I did not.
Why
I did
you
not
skip
miss,
over that bush and then go to
did
the
not
next
miss
bush.
Under Clinton, it was 8.3%.
Mm-hmm.
I did not miss Bush. I just don't have it here in front of me at this moment,
oh,
but I'll get to it.
Okay.
No. You see, Mays, come on, don't be that.
I'm talking about Daddy
way.
Bush, not Son Bush. Daddy Bush, what was it up on him?
No. I'm getting to that. I don't have it here in front of me. I'm not going to just make a number up.
He came before some of the other people that you just skipped.
I'm not going to make a number up just to suit you, Mays. I said that I do not have the number in front of me. Now, accept that as face value.
Okay.
When I do have the number in front of me, I will give it to you.
Okay.
And I'm searching for it right now. How's that? But in the meantime, I'd like for you to listen to this.
Are you keep
right
going
now,
on
we'd
about
like to continue with the conversation by yours truly.
So the other day I checked my Facebook and saw that my brother Fernando posted an article on my page. It was an article by Dr. Boyce Watkins of Syracuse University in the Huffington Post. And it was entitled, Black Unemployment and the Great Black Disconnect from Obama. So I read the article, and after I read it, I started thinking. I said, so, is Obama obligated to the black community, or is he everybody's president? And Self said, I don't know. Let's do some research. And that's exactly what I did. I looked at his campaign and how he got to where he is now. You engaged him with tough questions and went to his events. He even had you out in the rain, and we know black people don't like to get wet. He had you register voters in your community and go door to door to rally supporters. He enlisted help of other black politicians like Deval Patrick, governor of Massachusetts, and former Tennessee House Rep Harold Ford Jr. He enlisted the help of music mogul Jay-Z and billionaire Oprah Winfrey. She even went on tour campaigning for him. In terms of national staples, he had support of the black church even, at least before his pastor started making just a little bit, you know, too much noise out there. He even had this clown Jesse Jackson crying on TV. Oh, Mr. Obama was the man.
Got up this morning, things weren't working right. I said I wanna make a change, I said I wanna fight. Obama walked up and said, yes, we can. I said I wanna ride your nuts, cause I think you're the man. Now I'm big riding Obama, Obama. Now I'm big riding Obama, Obama.
When Obama won the election, it was sheer pandemonium. He had all of us fooled. I mean, all of us. You, and even you. He even got to Robert Friedman.
I'm voting for Obama because he's going to lower my taxes.
Actually, he has promised to raise taxes at your income level.
Huh?
And he's just really, really fit to lead. And also body fit, too.
Well, I also support Obama because he's against corporate bailouts.
That is also not true.
Huh?
So what happened exactly? While we were preoccupied learning how to Dougie, Obama was busy in Washington. He extended the Patriot Act, provided hundreds of billions of dollars for the corporate bailout, and did you forget we're still at war? At least he justified the $1 trillion expense by killing Osama bin Laden, or at least making you believe they killed him anyway. See, what really happened is that a lot of us are in love with Obama for the same reason as Riley Freeman.
I'm supporting Obama because he's black.
But digging deeper, that wouldn't be enough. You see, because although we love Obama for being black, I can't say that the same sentiments are reflected on his end. Don't agree? The title is Obama versus Black Employment, so let me bring you the facts. The national unemployment rate in this country, as of April 2011, is 9%, up from 8.8% in March. These are very high numbers for a country as prosperous as the U.S., and we are still aware of the unpredictable ebb and flow of our economy these days. But now let's take a look at the national unemployment rate for black people. Not surprising, the national unemployment rate for blacks is 7.1% higher at 16.1%, up 0.6% from the previous month, and up 0.8% when compared to the month before that. Now let's take a look at the statistics. As of April, 13% of black women are unemployed. On the other side of the coin, black males have the highest unemployment rate of all ethnic groups at 17%. This figure has risen consistently, as the rate was 16.8% the month prior and 16.3% the month before that. Now, obviously, I understand that we all didn't start from a level playing field before Obama was elected. Schools were already in bad shape.
I had to go through all of this. All of this.
Left and right.
And it ain't making
social
no
inequality everywhere. But I challenge you to think outside of the box. Yes, Obama inherited a mess. But the main point of this video is to try and justify.
Wasting all my time listening to this. Some loony tune on road. It got nothing to do with what's wrong with this country.
And sit back and provide funds for wars and occupations, corporate bailouts, and fill foreign interest coffers, while at the same time, the people who helped him get him.
He can have his talk show while he's somehow wasting time playing.
One thing I cannot take away from Obama in relation to the black community is the fact that he, Michelle, and their two daughters provide a visual reference to black prominence and give many of us something to strive for in our lives in terms of a united black family with a two-parent household where both parents are college educated. At the end of the day, I'm not telling you to vote for Obama, and I'm not telling you to vote against him either. I would just encourage you to educate yourself and challenge the things you see around you. If I had one question I could ask President Obama, it would be, what the fuck are you thinking about?
And they're both been nice.
Hey.
That ain't make black, no sense. It was just ignorant what he just did.
Really? It's ignorant?
Yes, it was.
What's ignorant about it?
What the fuck had to do with what he was discussing?
No,
it
no,
got
no.
nothing to do with what's wrong with this country.
Did you hear the rest of that? Did you hear the beginning?
I didn't care for it because it wasn't talking about nothing. I want to talk about this economy and what's wrong with it.
All right, well,
Let me ask you a question first. Listen. Mm-hmm. In 1931, 70% of black men in this country was unemployed. This is history repeating itself again with the same old clowns, old people that's up there in Congress now, doing the same thing. And you want to know how they lost their jobs? Because they was holding jobs instead of putting jobs out there, holding on to jobs. No, they had them. Laying people off.
They who?
Bringing them in for a fruit. The Republican Party and some of the Democrats. Both
the Republican Party
both
is holding jobs? How does that work,
Democrats and
that work,
Republican
man?
Party both.
How does
they
that work?
They both working together.
No. How does that work?
Let me show you an example. What's that?
All right,
so
there was a Republican Party during the Clinton administration when unemployment was relatively low. There
you
was
didn't answer
a,
my question.
No. Let me answer you.
What?
2001, the black unemployment rate was at 10.1%.
Before Clinton
in 2002,
came in.
The black
unemployment. You don't have those statistics. Hello?
All is lost with this president in office. So now we have a black community that is worshiping this president, kissing both sides of his ass. And the unemployment rate is at depression era levels. So what are we talking about here? Mays had to check out because I guess the facts were just a little bit too inconvenient for her. The African American middle class is eroding as the unemployment rate soars. Talk about a mess. According to an analysis by the Economic Policy Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, the unemployment rate for African Americans is at 19.2%, According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it's at 17.2. If you add in the people who have given up looking for jobs, that number exceeds 20% under the Obama administration. Now, I've read to you the statistics, and I'm not sure what's going on, Antoinette. I really am not. I've had trouble with this connection all day, and a lot of other people have as well, from what I've been told. So I'm not really sure what's going on. Let's see if we can get Mays back in here. Mays, you there?
Yes.
So now, why is it that under a black president, we have 19.2% unemployment? I thought he was supposed to pay for everybody's gas.
Wait a minute. Let me answer your question. If we have under a black president, and then you got a Congress that's working together against what everybody needs, it's like when you wanted to build roads and bridges, you couldn't find 60 votes, and then the other one you did filibustering all the time.
All right, but hold
so
on now, Mays.
Nobody had no job.
Right up until last November, we had a Democrat president.
Wait a minute,
a
let
Democrat,
me ask you one more question.
No. Listen to me, finish my thought.
Let you, okay.
A Democrat House and a Democrat Senate. During that time, Mays, the unemployment rate was at 16.2%. So now you can't blame the Republicans for this. I mean,
well,
like you tried
well,
to
well, well, t- No. Those were Dixiecrats. Those were just like Republicans, just like they kind
of. Oh, my God. Hold
people.
On. You know what, Mays, you're going
but
too far. Really,
no,
come
I'm
on.
No, I'm not going too. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't know why you can't see it.
Mays.
So that's why we don't have.
I'm going by the statistics here.
I don't see us living in
Bureau of Labor. Bureau of Labor statistics are telling me that black people are suffering under this administration.
They also told you
he was supposed to take care. He was supposed to pay folks.
No, I wasn't looking for him to take care of folks. Where you get that from?
Come on now.
I mean, you got to be crazy if you think all of us are looking for that.
Hope and Change is not hiring, May.
No, Change is. Well, what's that? Why is not hiring? Why they not hiring?
Now listen to what some black folks are saying.
You tell me why they're not hiring.
Hey, listen to what some black folks are saying. They're saying that you're looking at a community that is economically depressed, in my opinion. And we need action that will address that scale of joblessness. Now, do you think the president of the United States calling out big businesses, running his mouth about corporate jet owners and big fat cat bankers is helping the unemployment situation in anybody's community, least of all the black community? Do you think all this whining about rich folks is going to help people become unemployed? Shouldn't the president of the United States be talking up business, be talking up small business, the Chamber of Commerce? Shouldn't he be kissing their butts in order to get something, in order to persuade some folks to do some hiring instead of blasting a maze? Talk about it.
Hey, can I finish?
Yeah, now you can.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to take you to the Bible and then I'm going to take you to reality. Moses was leading the people to the promised land and they rejected him too, and at the end he came out wonderful. So now let me get back to this, what you were just talking about. When you find evilness, and then this is the Cunningham deal they want to do against black people to make them upset with the president. This is it, and nobody would really want Bill Cunningham. This is his crap because you hear it on his show every day to try to how to direct people to get them upset. See, we are not haters, and we don't get upset with people because other people want us to. Why we need to follow the Republican Party to get upset with the president? It's what I want to know.
Listen, Mays. The Congressional Black Caucus has been leaning on President Obama to address the epidemic of black unemployment on his watch. So far, the president has resisted the notion of job programs specifically targeting African Americans. His position is that a rising tide will lift all boats, but the tide remains out as far as job creation is concerned. So, Mays, the president of the United States is not looking out for black folks.
I ain't expecting him to be looking out for me. What I'm trying to tell you. Why are you
If you don't expect anything from the president, why are you kissing his butt day in and day out, Mays?
I'm not kissing his butt. That's why I'm not expecting
Why are you
anything.
Making excuses for him every time you come on my show, you make excuses for him.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just trying to tell you what Bill Cunningham is trying to get you to do in the Republican Party.
So,
it's not going to work.
The fault of black unemployment is black is Republicans' fault. Is that it?
No, it's Democrats and Republicans' fault. Is what I see it.
Why is it?
Because you have Democrat businessmen and you have Republican businessmen, and you have the same one don't want that man in the White House in the first place. When Obama was sworn in, the day he was sworn in, how many jobs was lost? The day that they swore him in as president. You don't talk about that part, but you can always talk about the other part. And
I can tell you, according to the statistics, the Bureau of the Unemployment Bureau, their statistics state that under Obama's watch, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed, and that under previous presidents, the unemployment rate was low or remained steady. We'll go over it one more time for you, Mays. In 2001, the unemployment rate for blacks was at 10.1%. In 2002, it was at 11.3%. In 2003, it was at 10.1%. In 2004, it was at 10.7%. In 2005, 9.2%. In 2006, 8.3%. In 2007, 9.0%. Mays, listen to me.
Well, no job. What was the
all
job
of these
that
years were under
I'm
President?
I'm asking you a question.
The unemployment rate under Reagan and both Bushes were much lower under this particular president.
No, it was not.
Could it be that this president is bad for business? Folks are not hiring because he's bad for business.
No, he's not bad for business. They're not hiring because they want him not to be there. That's why they're not
okay.
hiring. And you're always talking about big business.
Now, recently, I have been searching for something to write about for my blog. And today, my gift came. A local community radio station sought to diminish the presidency of Ronald Reagan. He was referred to as the infamous racist and a heartless man who robs from the poor and gave to the rich. So I wanted to touch on this idea that blacks were worse off under Reagan. We're going to speak to Reagan right now. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average unemployment rate for blacks in 1980 was 14.3%. President Reagan took office in January of 1981. In 1980, the president of the United States was Jimmy Carter. At the end of his second term in 1988, the average unemployment rate for blacks was 11.7%, nearly a 3% drop under President Reagan. On education, we also see blacks faring better under Reagan. According to the National Center of Education Statistics, the high school dropout rate for blacks was 19.1% under Carter, but fell to 13.2% by 1990. Regarding economic advancement, blacks also improved under Reagan. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, blacks experienced an increase in median household income from $12,674 in 1980 under Carter to $20,209 in 1989. I think it is abundantly clear that the quality of life for black Americans improved under President Reagan, to the contrary of those who try to this fuzzy mirror of him as an enemy of our community. What do you think about that, Mays?
I don't think nothing you just said got nothing to do with this
being
broke.
No. What we're talking about is
I'm saying
we're
talking
about
unemployment.
Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, Mays.
I don't see no.
You're a black president. We have skyrocketing unemployment, not just for everybody, but particularly for black folks. So what I'm saying, Mays, is why do you guys continue to kiss Obama's ass when he's doing nothing for the country? And certainly he's doing nothing for the black community. Facts get in the way of charming Mays understanding what she doesn't want to comprehend. I'm wasting my time with her, charming or not. Okay, I got you're absolutely right, Beach Bomb. But I tell you what, the thing about Mays is that she is amusing in her lack of of understanding of what's going on here. I actually appreciate Mays because she's listening to the show and she's paying attention. She takes her time to call in, and there are plenty of things that Mays could be doing other than calling into my show, and she takes the time to do it, and I appreciate that. I really do. So I want to be as courteous to Mays as I would be to anybody else, even though Mays just simply doesn't seem to get it.
So now,
isn't that right, Mays?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you were going in a circle and somebody told you to turn left and you had to go straight all the time, would you go off the cliff or would you turn?
I don't understand what you're saying, man.
Meaning you need to use both sides of your brain, and whoever that is complaining about me, tell them they use both sides of their brain, they can't think. But if you use one side, you go straight off a cliff. If you use both sides, you would think and say, well, they told me to go straight, but it's the end of the road, it's a cliff. So since I got two sides to my brain, a left and a right, I can turn left or right. That's the way I think.
Okay.
So now, tell him to use his brain that way, he might make it somewhere. And I don't see no tent cities or people in tents around. You keep on talking about the unemployment rate of black people. They don't have tent cities. Where do they go? Are they hiding in caves somewhere? All these
Mays,
unemployed people.
I'm bringing up the unemployment rate for black folks because you guys are constantly saying that this guy's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
That's a fib that y'all want to put out. You know when they was talking about the internet that we were going.
All right, Mays, listen, Obama needs to be held accountable, and he needs to be held accountable for the African-American demise, even though folks are constantly still very much kissing Obama's butt. Now, listen to this. Michelle Bachmann is going to talk about it here, and she's going to lay it out for you. So I'd like for you to listen to Michelle right now.
Strangely, this president seems to find all of this kind of amusing. He told us after he heard the jobless report being 9.1%, this is just a bump in the road. Is this a bump in the road? I think this is the Grand Canyon. That's what this is. And then we heard the president say that of this failure of his $1 trillion stimulus regarding the shovel-ready projects, that they weren't quite shovel-ready yet. Well, I think that somebody needs to take that shovel out of the president's hand and have him stop digging, because there's no pony in what he's trying to shovel these days. Mr. President, the status quo is not working for Americans. The status quo certainly isn't working for the African-American community with 16% unemployment, or the Hispanic community with merely 12% unemployment. It's even worse for the youth. For Hispanic youth right now, 26% unemployment. For African-American youth, 40% unemployment. This president has failed the Hispanic community. He has failed the African-American community. He has failed us all when it comes to jobs. As President of the United States, my goal will be job creation in the Hispanic community, job creation in the African-American community, job creation for all Americans, and turning this economy around, and we will.
Mays.
Well, I wonder how many.
Mays, you there, girl?
Yes.
All right, so what do you think of what Michelle Bachmann had to say?
I wonder how many people she got that look like don't look like her in her congresswoman.
Yes, she is.
How many people around her that she done gave a job that she talk about getting a job for?
Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
The statistics speak for themselves.
If she's so concerned about them having a job. She's just concerned about them having a job, and she's doing taking taxpayer dollars.
Antoinette writes in the chat room.
How many she got on the staff? That's what I'm saying. They got enough to have a
right,
everybody on the staff. She don't have any.
Mm-hmm. you know, Antoinette writes in the chat room, and I find this always to be very humorous. Antoinette writes, like Bachman cares about black folks. Come on, Dr. Robert. That is just her campaigning lies like the rest of them. You know, respectfully submitted, Antoinette, and with all due respect, really, it doesn't matter whether she cares about black folks or not. She doesn't have to care about us. She doesn't have to care. I don't give a damn if she cares. I care whether my daughters and my sons and my relatives care about me. I couldn't give a damn if Michelle Bachman cared about me. I couldn't give a damn whether or not Barack Obama cared about me. The statistics speak for themselves. I don't want him to care. I don't want Bachman. I don't want Obama to care. I don't want Bachman to care. I don't want Romney to care. I don't give a shit if they care. I mean, really, this really teased me off. Just do your job. And show me that you care about my country. You don't have to care about me. Care about the United States of America as a whole. So when Antoinette writes in the chat room, questioning whether or not Bachman cares, you know, like that Kanye West thing, George Bush don't care about black people. Don't give a damn if George Bush cares. This is the statistics are what we should be caring about. And if you don't believe Bachman's statistics, then look them up for yourselves, because I did. Before I played that clip, while listening to that clip earlier today, I did some research into the validity of her statistics. I got the bona fides on what she said, and they're absolutely 100% true. So, Antoinette, it doesn't matter whether or not Bachman cares. We should be doing the caring about these astronomically bad statistics under the watch of this current president. Now listen to this. Recent reports reveal that the harsh reality of hope and change, according to CBS News, while the national average is a depressing 9.2%, black unemployment stands at a dismal 17.2%. That's what we should care about. Worse still, black teens 16 to 19 face a 42% unemployment rate. CBS News noted the historical disparity between black unemployment and the national average according to these Depression-era levels. Now, we should look these things up, because I did. I checked the numbers, and I checked them, and I checked them again. I spent all day doing this. I'm retired. I don't have anything else to do. Unfortunately, I don't. The President Obama's race is associated with slavery suggests a cosmic karma to me, that he's become the leader of the party that went to war to preserve, and to preserve it is beyond ironic. This is a democratic paradox. For blacks, the national stain of slavery was survived by Lyndon Johnson's dream. When asked why the Civil Rights Bill had recently become so important to him, and these are facts, look them up if you don't believe what I'm about to tell you right here and now. President Johnson said, "I'll have them N-I-G-G-E-R-S voting Democrat for 200 years. History remembers presidents, not senators. And despite the efforts of Republican Senate Minority Leader Everett Dirksen, whose leadership supplied the votes needed to pass the 1964 Civil Rights Act that Johnson took credit for, black support by a consistent 90% margin became a Democratic dream come true." So while you're going ahead and kissing Obama's butt for doing absolutely nothing for black folks, and kissing Democrat butt for duping you, remember what you just heard from me. President Johnson said, I'll have them N-I-G-G-E-R-S's voting Democrat for 200 years. Those are his exact words. Quote, I'll have them N-I-G-G-E-R-S voting Democrat for 200 years, end quote. Those are his exact words. You all have been duped. You all have been hoodwinked. You have been led astray and all that Malcolm X stuff. You're voting for a guy and you're kissing his butt and he don't care about black people. Now, instead of saying George Bush don't care about black people, now you can say Barack Obama don't care about black people because he's done nothing. My brother called me up just a couple of weeks ago begging, wondering, hey, what's going on? I voted for this guy. I'm still unemployed. Then asked me to send him a few dollars. Like, dude, you voted for that clown. Call him up and ask him to send you some money. He might rob from me to give to you. A little bit later on, that's what he does. So all of these black people are unemployed and suffering under this administration. How ironic is it, Mays?
I tell you what,
how ironic, Mays, how ironic is it that you have a black president in office and black people are suffering depression era levels of unemployment?
Because he is in office and they don't like it. And Bobman said 40% of the teenagers, why would they be counting as 40% of jobs? All teenagers don't work. Some
no,
of them don't work at all.
No, but
so
the
why,
40,
that's what I'm saying.
41, the ones who do 41% suffer 40, of teenagers. The ones who do suffer 41% unemployment.
Yeah, that's
Mays,
what
I was a United
I'm
States Marine.
Saying,
at, Mays, I was a full-time United States Marine at 17, 3 months into my 17th birthday. Teenagers do work, sweetie.
I didn't say they didn't work.
Well,
I'm talking about why are they counting them
look,
unemployment.
Look.
What do
Mays.
They say about the people retire? And then when it comes to Social Security and social, what?
The numbers speak for themselves.
So you went in the Marines
black
at 17
people,
and you stayed how many years?
30 years. 30,
and so now
30
your
years
own
and
Congress,
6 months,
is
hold, exact.
You just might not even get your retirement.
I'm not worried about that, Mays.
I ain't worried
I'm
about it
I'm not concerned about that. What I'm concerned about is why you all are worshiping Obama as a godlike figure when not only is he bringing all of the country down, but black folks even further. Antoinette writes, no one is sitting around waiting for Obama to give them money. I don't know that I'm not, and I don't want your money either, Dr. Robert. No, I tell you what, you're right, Antoinette. You're not doing it, but my brother sure is. He's waiting for Obama to give him some money. I would really love to continue on with this show and this topic because it really is a good topic. And you know, you're right, Antoinette. A lot of folks are not waiting for Obama to do anything for him. But I just find it ironic that we have a president in office, an African American president, a black president, and under his watch. His watch, unemployment rate is almost double what it was under, just pick one of the white presidents. Just pick one. Any one of them. Reagan, Carter, even Carter. I mean, under Carter, the highest it was at 14%. Come on. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. It's been great. You guys are great. I really do appreciate it. And hopefully you'll be back on Monday so we can continue with this great topic. We'll touch on it again. Thank you all for coming in. Thank you, Mays. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Beach Bum. Yeah. Thank everybody for being here. Beach Bum, Antoinette, all my guests. Mays for calling in. I really do appreciate that. Everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate it. I love you guys up. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Woo! Wow. Good night, everybody.